Books on Tape Update, Summer 2008, the newsletter for the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702-6072. Phone 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Email address talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website www.libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Library Highlight, Kimberly Public Library, 120 Madison West. The outside of the library doesn't reveal the variety of services and resources waiting inside for you. Take a peek. Inside, you'll find books on tape, which play on most TBS players, and books on CD-ROM. The large print section includes mysteries, westerns, inspirational fiction, romances, and nonfiction. A large inspirational fiction section contains books that have print much larger than a typical paperback. In addition, the library has a TBS player available if yours breaks. Pick up a replacement machine and don't wait for a new one from Boise. The library is partnering in Let's Talk About It, a book discussion group with Hanson in early 2009. The theme is Living in the Modern Rural West. All theme titles are available as audiobooks from the Talking Book Service. The library is open Monday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., or call the library at 423-4556. Donations to the Talking Book Service. General donations. Lois M. Benno, Gladys Withrow, Roy Olson, Maybelle English, Emily Baker, Ken Wise, Enid Cook, Donna Brettauer, Edith Steele, Beth Gray, Clyde Davis, Gwen Lee Rydell, Kirk and Hillary Anderson, John and Ruth Swartley. In memory of Ewald Thamert, Kelch School PTO, Dr. Susan Williams, Hazel Fatu, Chris Christofferson Incorporated, Byron and Ruby Marshall, Jesse Davis, Virtus Robbins, Fager, Jardine, and Hickman families, Sue Hansen, Beatrice Russell. Thanks to generous donations, an additional recording booth is being added in our recording studio. More information will be available in the next newsletter. Changes in NLS online catalog. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind, CNIB, and the Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, RFBD, are no longer circulating cassette books. The National Library Service is in the process of withdrawing these titles from its International Union catalog. Use the following online catalogs to identify titles from these sources. RFBD, https://custub.rfbd.org/search/catalog.asp. CNIB, http://webcluster.cnib.ca/public/home.aspx. The National Library Service catalog will continue to list all books created by NLS and its network libraries. Reading Alternative, Net Echo. Here's a reading alternative for those who want to access the internet without using a computer. With Net Echo, you can use your phone and voice to search the web to receive and send emails. No computers or typing required. The software developed by InternetSpeech.com, reads the text on the websites and emails. For more information and fee schedule, call Internet Speech at 877-312-4638. Digital Transition Update. Progress continues on the conversion from cassette to digital format. Sue Walker attended the biennial conference of the National Library Service in May and received lots of information on the topic. Due to funding shortages, the timetable for initial distribution of the books and players has changed. Here's how things stand right now and any steps you can take to be ready for the conversion. Players. 5,000 players will be produced by the end of 2008. These players will be tested by users in 8 states. Unfortunately, Idaho is not one of the states. Once these prototype players are tested, any necessary changes will be made, and the player will go into general production. Idaho expects to receive the first of the players for user distribution sometime in 2009. At this time, we expect to receive approximately 25 players per month for the first year. Under federal law, veterans receive preference when distributing the players. What you can do. If you haven't indicated your interest in receiving a new player, call TBS at 800-458-3271 and ask to be placed on the waiting list. Once veterans have received their players, others on the list will receive players based on how many books they receive a year. The goal is to make the players available to those who read the most. Digital books. There are currently almost 11,000 titles in digital format. NLS expects to begin distributing the first of the digital cartridges by early 2009, but they cannot circulate without the players. NLS BARD database. All digital titles currently can be downloaded by TBS users from the NLS BARD database. To download and listen to the titles, users must have high-speed internet access, an email address, and have use of a digital player. Currently, 3 players will play the downloaded titles and are available for purchase. The Victor Reader Stream from Humanware. www.humanware.com or us.info@humanware.com 1-800-722-3393. The Level Star icon. www.levelstar.com or info@levelstar.com 1-800-315-2305. The Braille Plus Mobile Manager from American Printing House for the Blind. www.aph.org/tech/PDA_info.htm or cs@aph.org 1-800-223-1839. For more information on purchasing any of these players, contact the vendors. For information on accessing the NLS BARD database, contact TBS. What you can do. TBS is considering purchasing several Victor Reader Stream players for short-time use by users. If you have high-speed internet access, an email address, and would be interested in testing one of these players, contact TBS and we'll add you to the list. At this time, we are trying to determine the level of interest in this project. Locally recorded books. We continue to record VCTs digitally and plan to circulate them on cartridges as soon as we can do so. At this time, we have no firm plans for making them available for download, but are exploring ways to make this a viable option. Although slower than anticipated, the quality and ease of use of the digital books will be a major improvement over cassette books. The TBS staff is committed to making the transition as smooth as possible and will keep you posted on further changes as they occur. Feel free to contact us with questions. Magazine Corner. The Talking Book Service has magazines on tape. Direct, D, magazines come in a container with no return label. These you may keep. Circulating, C, magazines come in a container with a turnaround postcard. These should be read first and returned within 2 weeks, so other patrons may receive them. You will receive the next issue when available. Titles featured in this quarter are on the topic of health. Healthy Exchanges Food Newsletter, monthly, C. Low-fat, low-calorie, easy recipes. Arthritis Today, bimonthly, D. Information about arthritis research, treatments, and medications. Diabetes Forecast, monthly, D. Diabetes Nutrition and Healthcare, research findings from ADA. Health and Nutrition Newsletter, monthly, D. Medical conditions of special interest to older adults. Order these titles by calling the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 or complete the order form enclosed with this cassette. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order, check your selections on the enclosed, pre-addressed order form or call 1-800-458-3271. Melinda and the Wild West, a family saga in Bear Lake Valley, Idaho. VCT 1091. Author, Linda Weaver Clark. Read by Margaret Dimmick. In 1896, Melinda Gamble decides to give up her life of monotonous comfort for the turbulent uncertainty of the still untamed Wild West. Driven by her intense desire to make a difference in the world, Melinda takes a job as a school teacher in the small town of Paris, Idaho. Two cassettes, adult fiction. Appaloosa Rising, The Legend of the Cowboy Buddha, VCT 1092. Author, Gino Skye. Read by Nicole Albertson. Here is a true Western of the 1980s, revealing the connections, mystical and functional, between the Stanley Basin and Tibet, between fighting weird monsters and eagle killers, with wrestling our own death wishes as we live and celebrate the feminine spirit. Strong language and some descriptions of sex. Two cassettes, adult fiction. Danny the Dump Truck, VCT 1096. Author, Julie Creed. Read by Lana Thurston. Danny the Dump Truck goes to the big city for his first day of collecting recycle materials for kindergarten through third grade. One cassette, juvenile fiction. White Pine Route, The History of the Washington, Idaho, and Montana Railway Company, VCT 1093. Author, Thomas E. Berg. Read by Larry Weeks. The Washington, Idaho, and Montana Railway was built in 1905 to 1907 to access the world's finest stands of white pine. The 50-mile line from Palouse, Washington to Beauville, Idaho, was the Potlatch Lumber Company's conveyance of timber to mill, cut lumber to outside connections, and the artery of the commerce for the region. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. Rediscovering Indian Creek, The Story of Our Region, VCT 1095. Author, Indian Creek Writers Collaborative. Read by Janice Pori. This story is the collaborative effort of many writers in the region of Indian Creek, Idaho, who have imagined the history of this stream and its surrounding area. One cassette, adult nonfiction. Jesus Urquides, Idaho's Premier Muleteer, VCT 1094. Author, Max A. Delgado. Read by Carla Stern. In this elegantly written and painstakingly researched book about the packer, Jesus Urquidez, historian Max Delgado authoritatively shows us that Mexican people are not a recent phenomenon in Idaho's history and were prominent in the state's early development. One cassette, adult nonfiction. Jesus Urquidez, El Arario Ejemplar de Idaho, VCT 1103, Spanish language version of VCT 1094. Lookout Cookbook, a collection of recipes by forest fire lookouts throughout the United States, VCT 1097. Author, Libby Langston. Read by Lana Thurston. This book is an artful blend of recipes, history, personal stories, and courses of action for continued preservation of forest fire lookouts. One cassette, adult nonfiction. Grace Jordan, VCT 1098. Author, Susan Hendricks Swetnam. Read by Kathy Rybar. In the 1960s, Grace Edgington Jordan was one of the most famous women and writers in Idaho. Today, however, her work has largely been forgotten by scholars. This study argues that Jordan, as both a writer and a patron of writers, deserves renewed attention. One cassette, adult nonfiction. Les Schwab, Pride in Performance, Keep It Going. VCT 1100. Author, Les Schwab. Read by Bob Stevenson. This is the autobiography of the man who, through hard work, honesty, and a unique profit-sharing plan, built the Les Schwab Tire Centers and their family of employees into the foremost tire centers in the Northwest. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. New service. We are adding a new format. In addition to the descriptive videos, we are adding descriptive discs. We only have a few at this point, but we'll add them as we can. DVD 500, Lonesome Dove, Western, 4 discs. DVD 501, The Lucy Show, Humor. DVD 502, The Andy Griffith Show, Humor. New descriptive videos. DVS 293, Dishonored Lady, Mystery. DVS 294, The Lady and the Highwayman, Romance. DVS 295, Sword of Lancelot, Historical Fiction. DVS 296, The Magic Sword, Historical Fiction. DVS 297, Beckett, Drama. New order form. Ordering VCTs and magazines listed in newsletters just got easier. Beginning with this newsletter, titles recently recorded in our studio will be listed in the middle of the newsletter on 4 yellow pages. These pages will also act as the order form. Simply pull out the 4 pages, write your name at the top of page 1, and mark all the titles you want to read. Then fold the form in half with the TBS address facing out, tape at the bottom, and mail. The order form will also contain information for ordering magazines and any other resources listed in the newsletter. Let us know how it works for you. Biennial Survey on its way. The Talking Book Service needs your feedback to help us better serve you. Every 2 years, the Talking Book Service distributes a survey to determine how well we're meeting our users' needs. In the fall newsletter, you will receive a short survey that will cover all aspects of the service. Please give us your honest feedback and return it as soon as possible so that we can evaluate how well we're doing. All responses are confidential. The survey also will be posted on the Talking Book Service website at http://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS, and can be completed whenever you'd like to comment on any aspect of the Talking Book Service. Moving Project Disrupts Service. In late May, staff started what they thought would be a short project, removing books from the movable shelves so the shelves could be repaired and maintained. While the books were off the shelves, they were boxed and unavailable to circulate. Unfortunately, a series of unplanned events extended the project from the scheduled 3 weeks to 6 weeks. We apologize if recently you received fewer books than usual or received books not quite to your reading expectations. The good news is the shelves are repaired, the books are reshelved, and normal circulation has resumed. Contact the Talking Book Service ASAP if your circulation has not returned to normal, and we'll check it out. Volunteer Spotlight by Sheila Winther. In April, the Idaho Commission for Libraries celebrated National Volunteer Week by throwing a carnival for their many volunteers. The commission celebrated the contributions of over 90 volunteers. In 2007, volunteers provided 8,145 hours of time. They recorded 46 books, repaired over 5,000 cassettes, and inspected and rewound over 225,000 talking books. They also assembled thousands of bulk mail items, helped with read-to-me programs, summer reading, workshop material assembly, and anything else we asked them to do. 14 volunteers were presented with 2 15-year and 12 5-year certificates of longevity. 2 more volunteer names were added to our 1,000-hour plaque. While brainstorming ideas for this year's volunteer event, Nancy Reese, an office specialist with ICFL, said, "The volunteers always come and focus on work. Let's do something fun, like a carnival." So that is what we did. ICFL staff really got into the fun by planning and building carnival booths, including a treat walk with homemade goodies, dart toss with noisy popping balloons, a fishing booth with fabulous prizes, ring toss, tic-tac-toe, and let's not forget Vasha the volunteer visionary, our very own resident fortune teller. Of course, our volunteer coordinator showed up in top hat and tails to become the ringmaster for our day of silliness. From the loud chatter and many smiles, it looked like our volunteers all had plenty of fun, and I don't think any of them were thinking about working. Thanks to you, our patrons. Thanks to all who provided notes of appreciation for Volunteer Appreciation Day. They are compiled in a notebook for volunteers to read. Staff often thanks volunteers for all their hard work, but it's even better coming from the end users. We are fortunate to have great volunteers and users who are so appreciative of this service. Below is a list of tasks volunteers routinely complete for Talking Book Service users. 1. Narrate, monitor, review books and magazines of local interest. 2. Inspect, return books, magazines, and descriptive videos. 3. Duplicate books and magazines. 4. Repair books and mailing cases. 5. Clean and repair machines. 6. Prepare mailings. 7. Complete special projects such as moving books. 8. Label outreach supplies such as posters. Accessible voting is here for you. The Talking Book Service is working with the Idaho Secretary of State's office to inform users of the tools available to make voting easier for those with vision loss or other conditions that make it difficult to vote. A ballot marking device offers the following options: headphones to listen to the ballot and make selections with a Braille keypad, a zoom feature to enlarge the print on the ballot, a contrast feature to improve readability by presenting black type over a white background or white type over a black background. Other ways to vote: use the assistance of a person of the voter's choice, absentee by mail, absentee in person before election day at an absentee polling place, curbside assistance at the polls, and home voting are available under special circumstances. These methods and tools are available in all Idaho counties. Contact your county clerk or visit the Secretary of State's website, www.idahovotes.gov, for more information on all options for accessible voting in Idaho. Exercise your right to vote in all elections. National Library Service site visit. Every 2 years, a representative from the National Library Service, NLS, in Washington, D.C., visits TBS to review our procedures and discuss issues or questions staff may have. The visits are an opportunity to share what we are doing at the local level and learn more about what is happening throughout the NLS network of libraries. On July 21st and 22nd, David Whittle was on site for the 2008 visit. David gave a demonstration of the new digital players and met individually with all TBS staff. In addition to providing valuable information about the digital transition, he also shared expertise gained from working in various talking book libraries and visiting other talking book libraries. He will write a formal report with both commendations and recommendations for changes within a few weeks. While we work to meet NLS expectations, our top priority is to meet your expectations, so let us know whenever we fail to do so. End of Books on Tape Update, Summer 2008, the newsletter for Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service.